cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool.
KPL like News that. Time is 7:36. Foggy still. Let's drive careful out there. Mornings with Ken and Bernie today on Lafayette Live. Sitting in for City Parish President Joey Durrell. We have a couple of guests, Carly Amlabar and Ramesh Kolaru, or as we call him, Dr. Doom. And he is certainly nothing but the opposite of Dr. Doom.
He's cool.
Yeah, he is. Carly, let's get started talking about the comprehensive plan. I know you've had a whole series of meetings, and now we're at the point for the comprehensive plan. We've got to talk more about the meetings in a box because that's all we're doing at this point.
Correct. Well, we had April 16th through 19th. We had six public meetings, and we had about 600 people show up. But part of this process, you know, we're in the visioning stage. We're developing a visioning statement for the comprehensive plan. And part of this process is to hold meetings in a box after that first set of meetings. And what those are is those are basically miniature community forums mm-hmm. that you can do with smaller groups like your church group or your friends group or your neighborhood group. And it's basically to increase the amount of public input that we got during that first week.
Okay, so how do we go about doing this meeting in a box? Let's say I've got a small group here at work, here at Town
Absolutely.
Square. Absolutely.
Perfect.
How do we do it?
Well, on our website, the Lafayette Consolidated Government website, there is a page, so lafayettela.gov/comprehensive plan. You can download on the left-hand side, you can download a packet, and the instructions are very clear. It's basically an exercise that you go through with a group of about 10 people, and you just ask them what they love about Lafayette, what they would change about Lafayette, and how they see Lafayette in the future, and the threats and opportunities. So it's really easy. You download the packet from the website and, you know, spend about an hour and a half with your friends, family, whoever, and just talk about what you want for Lafayette.
You know, a lot of people are concerned about the comprehensive plan because they don't know what it means for them.
Right.
They know it's some government thing, but what does it mean for the average citizen?
Well, really, it depends on the average citizen's participation as to what it means for them. Because if people come and participate and their voice is heard, then the chances of the plan reflecting what they want for Lafayette are much higher than if they just sit at home and wait for the end. So we don't know right now. We're in the process of developing it, but we're setting the vision now. We're giving everyone an opportunity to say what they want for Lafayette. And we think if people participate, they'll like what the plan has to say about where Lafayette's headed.
Okay. So meeting in a box, and you can get all the information.
Yes. And one important thing, the deadline to submit your results is May 14th. So okay. People have about a week and a half. At 5 p.m., we're cutting it off because we have to cut it off somewhere.
Yeah.
So we need people. They have about a week and a half to come out and participate or get their friends together and plan something because you only have a little bit longer of time to do it.
So how do you turn in the information?
There's actually two forms on the website. Mm-hmm. One is a fillable PDF, so mm-hmm. you could even sit there with your computer and input it. Mm-hmm. And then you can also print one out and fill it out written and bring it to City Hall or mail it in, whichever is easiest for you.
Wow. Okay. I was kind of
scan it and email it. Yeah. Anyway.
This is perfect for people who said, well, I can't make these midday meetings or I can't make the early evening meetings because I've got baseball, t-ball, soccer, or whatever. So this is a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're trying to make sure that anyone who wants to participate can.